in the clothes and tells it down here.
Here, your clothes. Here's the ironing, I guess.
Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And if she saw a dress that she liked very much, she might say, "That's a very
one for me."
Okay. But she said, "That dress is very
pretty."
Okay. And a child might tell her mother, "Well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
pretty."
Okay. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use
a pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
Okay. And this is a kind of metal that a long time ago cans would be made out of this. What is that?
Tan.
Metal? Okay. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. And if it were real cold outside, what might you put on before you went out?
Coat.
Okay. Sometimes a man will put on his shirt, and then before he puts on a coat, if he's really dressing up, he might put on a
vest.
Okay. And so a suit would consist of a coat, a vest, and
trousers.
Okay. Any other names for trousers?
Pants.
Anything else?
Breeches.
Okay. Is that an old-fashioned word? Breeches?
Yeah, leather breeches.
Okay. And what might he wear around the barn? You know, that thing that'd come up all the way.
Coveralls.
Okay. And suppose you had gone outside and left your coat inside, and it was getting kind of cold, you might ask someone, would you go
bring me my coat?
Okay. And person, so you say, so he went into the house and he, what, me my coat?
Brought.
Okay. And he'd say, here I have.
Here I brought your coat.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly. Last year it.
It fit. It fit perfectly.
Okay. So matching coats and pants are called a
suit.
Okay. And if you just bought it, it wouldn't be old. It would be a
new.
New what?
New suit.
Okay. If you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
bulge.
Okay. You say, well, that shirt used to fit me perfectly, but then I washed it and it
drew up.
Okay. Or it, another
shrunk.
Word.
Shrunk.
Okay. And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
Okay. And I hope this new shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes and spend a lot of time in front of the mirror putting on makeup and so forth, you say she likes to
dress up.
Okay. Any old-fashioned word for that? Primp or doll?
Yeah, primp. Yeah,
okay. Would you say that about a man?
Would
you say that a man likes to
primp? Well, I don't know that I ever.
Does that sound funny?
That sounds too feminine.
Okay. What would you call a small leather container that's got a clasp on it, and people used to carry coins in it?
Coin purse.
Okay. And this is a piece of jewelry that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay. And these little things strung together and you wear around your neck.
Beads.
Okay. A what of beads? You call that a
string.
Okay. This is something that men used to wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders. Galluses.
Okay. And what would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.